March 10, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Victory Assured. Opening Prayer. Father, help me to tune out all the distractions around me as I tune in to your word and build my confidence in you. Read Isaiah chapter 14. The Lord will have compassion on Jacob. Once again, he will choose Israel and will settle them in their own land. Foreigners will join them and unite with the descendants of Jacob. Nations will take them and bring them to their own place. And Israel will take possession of the nations and make them male and female servants in the Lord's land. They will make captives of their captors and rule over their oppressors. On the day the Lord gives you relief from your suffering and turmoil and from the harsh labor forced on you, you will take up this taunt against the king of Babylon. How the oppressor has come to an end, how his fury has ended. The Lord has broken the rod of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, which in anger struck down peoples with unceasing blows, and in fury subdued nations with relentless aggression. All the lands are at rest and at peace. They break into singing. Even the junipers and the cedars of Lebanon gloat over you and say, "Now that you have been laid low, no one comes to cut us down." The realm of the dead below is all astir to meet you at your coming. It rouses the spirits of the departed to greet you, all those who are leaders in the world. It makes them rise from their thrones. All those who were kings over the nations, they will all respond. They will say to you, "You also have become weak as we are. You have become like us. All your pomp has been brought down to the grave, along with the noise of your harps. Maggots are spread out beneath you and worms cover you. How you have fallen from heaven, morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to the heavens. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the Mount of Assembly, on the utmost heights of Mount Zaphon. I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.' But you are brought down to the realm of the dead, to the depths of the pit. Those who see you stare at you. They ponder your fate. 'Is this the man who shook the earth and made kingdoms tremble? The man who made the world a wilderness, who overthrew its cities and would not let his captives go home? All the kings of the nations lie in state, each in his own tomb. But you are cast out of your tomb like a rejected branch. You are covered with the slain, with those pierced by the sword. Those who descend to the stones of the pit. Like a corpse trampled underfoot, you will not join them in burial, for you have destroyed your land and killed your people. Let the offspring of the wicked never be mentioned again. Prepare a place to slaughter his children for the sins of their ancestors. They are not to rise to inherit the land and cover the earth with their cities. I will rise up against them, declares the Lord Almighty. I will wipe out Babylon's name and survivors, her offspring and descendants, declares the Lord. I will turn her into a place for owls and into swampland. I will sweep her with the broom of destruction, declares the Lord Almighty. The Lord Almighty has sworn, 'Surely as I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it will happen. I will crush the Assyrian in my land. On my mountains I will trample him down. His yoke will be taken from my people, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the plan determined for the whole world. This is the hand stretched out over all nations. For the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back?'" A prophecy against the Philistines. This prophecy came in the year King Ahaz died. "Do not rejoice, all you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken. From the root of that snake will spring up a viper. Its fruit will be a darting, venomous serpent. The poorest of the poor will find pasture, and the needy will lie down in safety. But your root I will destroy by famine. It will slay your survivors. Wail, you gate. Howl, you city. Melt away, all you Philistines. A cloud of smoke comes from the north, and there is not a straggler in its ranks. What answer shall be given to the envoys of that nation? The Lord has established Zion, and in her his afflicted people will find refuge. Reflect. What would be your first one-word answer should someone ask you who God is? In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12, God's people were told not to fear what the people around them feared, but to fear God. There was no promise of protection from harm, simply a call to raise their eyes and see the bigger picture. Israel's enemies would conquer them. God's people would be oppressed and experience hardship and suffering. However, that would not be the end of the story. Today's passage reminds Israel that God's ultimate victory was assured. Even mighty empires like Babylon would not last forever. God would restore his scattered people to the promised land. What's more, he would act to their number, bringing in those who loved him from other nations. Outsiders would not always be enemies, but would come to love and worship God too. These prophecies are relevant for us as well as for the people of the time. God's character and nature have not changed. We can be confident that, whatever we are facing, it is not outside God's control. We will one day see the world from God's perspective, and will have the same reaction Israel has here. Is that really what we were so afraid of? Apply. Do you worry about the state of your nation, its actions, and its impact in the world? Are there family or church challenges that concern you? Bring those burdens to God. Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word that reminds me that you are in control. Please help me to wait faithfully for the day of your final victory.